Lost in the 50s. Kind of evolved over time. It was a fundraising event dance, and then it put on a car show and became this whole mega weekend. And it's successful because folks who are into classic cars are going to come to a classic car show, whether it rains, snows, hails, sleets, whatever, they're going to go because that's their thing. The draft horse show, same kind of situation. People who are draft horse enthusiasts are going to bring their horses and bring them to the sale and sell them and do all that stuff, no matter what the weather is doing. On the other hand, we had an event called Waterfest, which was meant to be a celebration of spring. It was Memorial Day weekend, the kick off the summer tourism season, and do kind of fun outdoor things, some sailboat races and some canoe races and dance and music and such. And if it rained, nobody came. And we went through some pretty lonely Waterfests before we realized. And I think that's the distinction. Appealing to a general audience is difficult. Finding a niche and making it happen is the way to be successful.